It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Los Angeles back in the 1970s to St. Louis back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and then back to Los Angeles in the late 2010s to the 2020s. From the fearsome foursome to the greatest show on turf, to just simply the LA Rams. That's Super Bowl 34, Super Bowl 56. Ram fans across the nation, Ram fans across the world, the playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Ramly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's go. Time to talk Rams football. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Ram Nation, what's going on, Ramley? Oh, man. We are a week away from opening night. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I know y'all can't wait. Bills, Rams, opening night. Title defense begins in 1 week. So I hope y'all doing well on this Thursday because it is September 1st. With that being said, the rosters have been cut to 53. We know who the 53 players that are on the team are. We know who got cut, who's on the practice squad. We know all this stuff, which I'm going to get into in just a bit. And also, I'm going to complete the season preview as we have four games left to talk about weeks 15 through 18 of my preview to give you the Los Angeles Rams season preview record and where they will finish in the NFC. So without further ado, NFL cuts took place Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some of the notable names cut. Raymond Calais was cut. AJ Ross was cut. London Akins was cut. JJ Kowiski was cut. Kendall Blanton was cut, which is a shocker to me because when Tyler Higbee got hurt, Kendall Blanton filled in that Tampa Bay, in that Tampa Bay divisional round game, in the San Fran game, he filled in very out of me. I was surprised to see that cut. Jacob Harris was cut. I'm just going through the notable names because we cut a lot of players, okay? Other than that, Ernest Bryant IV was cut. That was interesting to see. I think that might have been it, but some of these players we signed to the practice card because that dropped down today. Oh no, that dropped down Wednesday, should I say. They dropped down Wednesday on the Rams app. And let me find that article. So if you don't have the Los Angeles Rams app, you should get it. To be honest, you should get it. AJ Okwue was signed to the practice card, Chandler Brewer to the practice card, Ernest Bryant IV to the practice card, Roger Carter Jr. to the practice card, D-back, defensive back T.J. Carter, defensive end T.J. Carter. Yeah, two T.J. Carters on the team. Interesting. Elijah Garcia, Dan Insma, Jeremiah Kaluni, Jared Pinkney, Trey Riggs, Brandon Thompson, Austin Treadmill, Benton Whitley, Grant Hartley, Jacob Harris, and Matt Prater. And Matt Prater is an interesting one because Matt Prater is an international pathway program player who plays offensive tackle. So he's the 17th player on the list. So But he doesn't count for assisting, which is interesting. But those are the practice squad players, which means, ladies and gentlemen, we already know our 53-man roster. And since we know that roster, I want to give a big shout out. Oh, we're keeping three quarterbacks. So we knew John Walker was backup number two because he didn't even touch preseason behind Matthew Stafford. Bryce Perkins remains on the team, which I love. He had a phenomenal preseason. I loved what he did in preseason to go around. That was good to watch. Okay. Let's talk about a receiver who made it. And I am happy to say that he is on the team. So when I get to the receivers first in a minute, let me go to the running backs. Cam Akers, Derrick Henderson Jr., Kenren Williams from Notre Dame, and Jake Funk will be the running backs. Wide receivers, Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, of course, Van Jefferson, of course, Tutu Atwell, Ben Skowronski, even though he has pretty damning drops. Brandon Proud, which I love getting. I remember Brandon Proud was a Florida Gator for me, and I love him when he was there. To have him on a Razor Rams makes me feel good. But the name that I want to throw out there, Lance McCutcheon, has made the team. Oh, that man played a hell of a preseason. Yes, he was a fan favorite. We all talked about it. We enjoyed the way he catched the ball, the way he ran his routes. He was the man of the preseason besides Bryce Perkins. So happy to have him on the team. So happy he made it. Tight ends, Tyler Higbee, Bryson Hopkins. Not bad. Offensive linemen, Joe Noteboom, David Edwards, Brandon Allen, Coleman Shelton, Rob Havenstein, Alarike Jackson, Bobby Evans, and Tremaine and Cameron Jr. That's our offensive lineman. And now let's go over to the defense. Defense, we talking A'shaun Robinson, Aaron Donald, Grant Gaines, Marquise Copeland, Michael Hutchins, and Jonah Williams. That's the D-line. That is the D-line. Outside linebacker, we talking Leonard Floyd, Justin Hollins, Terrell Lewis, Daniel Hardy, and Kareem Thomas. Inside linebacker, Bobby Wagner, Ernest Jones, Christian Roseboom, and Jake Humphrey. Cornerbacks, Jalen Ramsey, David Long Jr., Troy Hill, Robert Roach, Kobe Durant, Deron Kendrick. And safety-wise, we talking Tyler Rapp, Nick Scott, Jordan Fuller, Will Burgess, and Royce Yeast. You know what I noticed? We drafted Royce Yeast. We drafted Deron Kendrick. We drafted Kobe Durant. A lot of our draft picks ain't on here. I'm just noticing that. Because we drafted a lot of defense. Which is interesting. But that's what you do. Special teams, our kicker will be Matt Gay. Hunter will be Riley Dixon. Long snapper Matthew or Zeke. That is our 53-man roster with our practice squad. Injury reserve, Logan Brush. We already know he's done for the season. Trevin Howard is on the non-football injury reserve list. Quentin Legge is on the pub list. And serving a suspension, Bobby Brown III. So that's our team. We're going to roll with when we get to September 8th and opening night against the Buffalo Bills. And with that being said, September 8th is going to be a live show. September 8th is a live show. I will get you ready for Buffalo and the Rams. Cameron Gordon and the sports judge, Jonathan Mathis from ASAP Network will be joining me. We can't wait. We cannot wait. We are looking forward to this. And we're going to have fun. We're going to get you ready. We're going live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You should be done by 7. That gives everybody an hour to get game shape ready, to get everything you need to get ready, because opening night is all about opening night. And with that being said, let's switch gears and let's finish our season preview of the Los Angeles Rams with the final 4 weeks of the schedule. If you recall, I have us at 9-4 after 14 weeks. We will start the season off in a 3-game winning streak, beating the Bills at home, beating the Falcons at home, and going on the road and beating Arizona for the first meeting. Then we'll go to Santa Clara on a Monday night and take a L. Then we'll come home, we'll beat Dallas, we'll beat Carolina at home, take a bye week. Off the bye week, San Fran comes in, we'll get our payback. We'll split the series with the San Francisco 49ers, ending a 7-game regular season streak that they have on us. We head to Tampa Bay November 6th, and for week 9, I think Tom Brady finally gets us, and we take another L. That's 6-2 through 8 games, and then we get to week 10. Home to Arizona, we sweep Arizona. We go to the road at New Orleans, I think they'll get us. And then we go to Arrowhead, I think they get us. We come home, we take care of Seattle. We come back on a Thursday night, we take care of the Las Vegas Raiders. So we talking 9-4 right now. And then we get to week 15, ladies and gentlemen. Week 15 is a Monday night clash with the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Now, if I didn't do that correctly. December 19th, Monday, ESPN. 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. The Los Angeles Rams and Green Bay Packers at the frozen tundras of Lambeau Field. In which I got us losing yet again to the Green Bay Packers because it's at Lambeau Field. Hey, sometimes there's this team that you can't beat. It's New England going to Miami, going down to South Beach to take on Miami. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers going to Frostburg to take on the Louisiana Patriots. For us, it's the 49ers and is at Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. What you want me to do? We lose to Aaron Rodgers yet again. Then we come home Christmas Day. It will be a very jolly Christmas, a very merry Christmas. Because Russell wasn't a former foe of ours that we know we look very well, that we admire. We'll be bringing his new team, the Denver Broncos, to SoFi Stadium to take on the Rams on Christmas Day. 4:30 p.m. CBS and Nickelodeon. So those of you who have kids and whatnot that love football, slime time. Christmas Day is all about the Rams and Broncos. And I'm taking this to beat Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. I mean, come on. You can change teams, but we still going to keep your mind. It is what it is. And then we have New Year's Day. You go from playing on New Year's to going playing on New Year's. And on New Year's, it's the battle for LA. Sunday Night Football. NBC, 8:20 Eastern Standard Time. It's the Los Angeles Rams versus the Los Angeles Chargers. And they deeming the Los Angeles Chargers as the home team. It doesn't matter. But it's a hell of a matchup. Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Cam Akers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson, Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, J.C. Jackson, Jalen Ramsey. It's going to be a hell of a matchup. Brandon Staley, a former assistant under the L.A. Rams, his second or third year with the Chargers, and you going against the man that helped you get your start, Sean McVay. The battle for L.A., as you already know, if you pay attention to L.A. sports, especially if you live in L.A., the Lakers own it over the Clippers. The Dodgers own it over the Angels. And best in hope and believe the Rams own L.A. over the Chargers. That's a W. Right there on the Sunday Night Football prime time. And then. We finish the regular season at Seattle. Going up to the Pacific Northwest. Will it be Geno Smith? Or really be Drew Lock? Tyler Lockett wants to know. DK Metcalf would like to know. because it's going to most likely Pete Carroll going to have his hands full. Right now, he's going with Geno Smith to start the season. But by the time we get to the end of the season and y'all already be out of the playoff picture, y'all be picking within the top 12, most likely. Who will be starting for that game? Matter of fact, will the Rams even play their starters in that game, depending on where we at in the actual game, taking record-wise? All right. Right now, it is, 11-5 right now, and it goes 12-5. So I have us going 12-5 for a third consecutive year again. Winning the NFC West. And then depending on where I have everybody else at in the division, so those of you can listen to and watch Arch Rivals Football, you will know who I have all the other divisions, good people at, and you'll know what I have the Rams at. But the Rams will defend the NFC West crown to regain it again, back-to-back years. And we are going back to the playoffs to defend our Super Bowl champion crown along with that NFC, NFC championship crown, okay? 12-5, so one last time for those of you who are keeping notes along with me. We open the week with a win against the Bills. We come back and beat Atlanta. We go to Arizona, win that game. We take our first L at San Francisco on a Monday night. We come home for Dallas. We take care of them. And we take care of Baker Mayfield and the Carolina Panthers. Take a bye week, week 7, which I hate. I hate this early bye week. That's the second bye week of the goddamn season. I hate it. Come out the bye week, second matchup with the San Francisco 49ers. We win that one, ending the 7-game win streak that the San Francisco 49ers have with us in the regular season. We head to Tampa Bay. I think we take that L because Tom Brady getting tired of 99 and getting tired of losing to the blue and yellow, that is the Los Angeles Rams. We come home for Arizona where we sweep Arizona. We go to New Orleans in that damn place. The first meeting since the NFC Championship game back in 2018, where infamous pass interference wasn't called. Drew Brees throws a pick in overtime, and we win it with Jared Goff at quarterback. And head to the Super Bowl before we lose to the Patriots and Tom Brady again. After that, we had Arrowhead, and we took another L. The first meeting since that infamous Monday Night Football game when Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes going back and forth. We talking about, 5 defensive touchdowns? That's 3 by the Rams. It's the craziest Monday Night game I ever watched today in my life. But I'm happy that the Rams came out on top on that day. But we go to Arrowhead, and they Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they get their payback. As they be waiting on for the longest. We come home. We have our first meeting with the Seattle Seahawks. We'll take care of them. Come back on the Thursday night and take on the Las Vegas Raiders at home, which we'll take care of them because my rule is Thursday night shirt week, you go with the home team. We're the home team Thursday night over the Raiders. I'm taking the Rams. Then Monday Night Football, we head back to a familiar place that we just can't win. And that is Lambeau Field on a Monday night. And Aaron Rodgers will get us again because it's in Green Bay. It's in December. It's going to be cold. And it's on prime time. I'm sorry, but it hurts being in this business because sometimes you got to tell the truth. You got to tell how it is and tell the truth. And with this one, I got to tell the truth. I don't see us going to Green Bay in December. Mid-December at that. And winning that Lambeau Field. We just don't win the Lambeau Field. It's like a haunted place for us. But we come back Christmas Day. Take on Russell Wilson and his new team, the Denver Broncos. We'll take care of business. And we'll give you some slime for liquor loading. So be prepared for that. And then from Christmas to New Year's, the battle for L.A. on Sunday Night Football. Justin Herbert, the L.A. Chargers, L.A. Rams with Matthew Stafford. The Rams show why L.A. is a Rams town and not a Chargers town. Thumbs up for the Rams. And then we finish the season at Seattle, where we'll take care of business because, like I said, they ain't gonna know who's gonna be a quarterback. They're gonna be already out the playoff picture. And then we just gotta take care of business, finish the season 12-5, and win the NFC West again and get ready for the playoff run. So that's all I got for you. That's my prediction and whatnot. So I got us going. Let's see. Sweeping the Cardinals, sweeping the Seahawks. And that is 5-1 in the division. I got us going 3-1 and against the AFC West. The only loss coming to the Kansas City Chiefs, but we'll beat the Chargers, the Broncos, and the and the Raiders, which will be interesting. With right away, three of them is home games, even though the Chargers are considered the home team. That's still three home games against them. The only road game is Kansas City. And then we also got the NFC South. We'll beat Atlanta. We'll beat Carolina. We'll lose to New Orleans and we lose to Tampa. So that's 2-2. There you go. So that's all I got for y'all. Y'all get ready because next week it's official. It's game time. There's no more waiting. It's put up or shut up. It's time to defend our crown as Super Bowl champions. And that's how we're going to do it. So next week, 6 p.m. live. Facebook, YouTube, y'all get ready. I'm coming with some guests. We're going to get you ready for a Bills Rams opening. This is the Donnell. This is the Playmaker Donnell Summers. I'm so ready I can't even talk right now. And thank you for tuning in on today. Check out our sponsors, Fanatics, Paramount Plus. Do your shopping. Get your entertainment. Be ready to rock and roll. I'll catch y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Ramley Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Ramley Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Diamond Playmaker signing off.
När Emma öppnade sitt paket från Amazon fick hon fjärilar i magen. Två oberoende tillagningszoner och 7,6 liters kapacitet. Till ett lågt pris fick Emma sina smaklökar kittlade med denna Ninja Airfryer. 5 stjärnor från Emma. Hitta grymma varumärken till priser du kommer älska på amazon.se idag.
Gör våren mer sinnfull.se